brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, August 5th, we have some very interesting readings here. Let me read the first one and then we'll talk about it. I am so glad to have you listen to these talks. As I'm recovering, there's some things that are striking me as even more important than they used to. So stay with me. Let me hear from you. This is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 to 7. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people that escaped the sword have found favor in the desert. As Israel comes forward to be given his rest, the Lord appears to him from afar. With age-old love I have loved you. So I have kept my mercy toward you. Again, I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. Carrying your festive tambourines, you shall go forth dancing with the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. Those who plant them shall enjoy the fruits. Yes, a day will come when the watchman will call out on Mount Ephraim, Rise up, let us go to Zion, to the Lord our God. Brothers and sisters, let us rise up. Let us draw near and acclaim our Lord. Even though we cannot yet see him, we know who he is. We know to whom we belong. Reach out. Put aside for just a few moments what you're dealing with and realize that you belong to the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. For thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Think of it, brothers and sisters. Do you just go to church and sometimes you sing along and sometimes you don't and sometimes you half asleep and sometimes whatever? Open your heart. Sing. You are a child of God. And one day God will see you face to face. Will he be proud of you? You can change that even today. If he won't be proud of you, simply go to confession and start over. God will love you. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant isles and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord will ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings. Those words are true for us, too, even in our age. This is what God is planning to bring us close to himself. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Remember, he's taking care of you. He loves you. Virgins shall make merry and dance, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. The Lord's guarding you, protecting you, unless you choose to step away from him and to go on your own path. You will not find him. Draw near to him. Doesn't mean you have to go around like such a pious person that you pray 18 hours a day. I'm not saying that. I know you have your work, but turn everything to him. Your family to care for. I know that. The sick to take care of. I understand. I understand all those things. But look at what the Lord is saying, that he will redeem us from those who have conquered us. We will receive the Lord's blessings. He will turn our mourning into joy. Draw near to him. Listen to his voice. And the Gospel of Matthew tells us, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But this woman came still. I would have run away. But this woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." And he said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." Wow, is he testing her? Look at that. "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." And she said, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. She was in Gentile territory. She was not a Jew. And she took what seemed like an insult to her. But he was testing her. And he heard her cry and heard her prayer and healed her daughter. He loves you. He knows you. He cares for you. Brothers and sisters, it tells us that the Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Think about ourselves. Let's think about ourselves for a moment. What are the things that are troubling us? What are the things that are weighing down upon us? What are the things where we seem to have no answers, where we don't seem to understand how we can get through this, or what it is that we can do? Brothers and sisters, God is with you. God is here with you right now. Right now, in the difficulty you might have, right now, brothers and sisters, please be know, please, please know that I am praying for you. Wherever you are, I am praying for all those who listen to this program. God wants to help you. You're not lost. You might be in difficulty, but you're not lost. Just turn to Him right wherever you are, right now. "Lord, help me." And then just keep saying it throughout the day and the next day until the Lord does it. He has His reasons for doing it when He does. But just be persistent in asking Him for help. You're not bothering Him. You're not harming Him in any way. He hears you and He will turn to you. Please believe me. I know one time, when I was a small child, I think I may have told you this story sometime before, but I found this little dog that had been hit by a car, and it was pitiful, really, looking at him for 2 or 3 days. He just cried all those days. But he would look, as soon as I came, he would just look at me, just look at me and look at me like, "Help me, help me, help me." And I was able to help him. God who can do all things, God who can do everything, will help you. He will never ignore you. He may test you a bit, but He will never ignore you. Keep coming to Him, because He is the Savior, not your friends, not the people you associate with, not your parents, not anything. He will save you. Turn to God always throughout the day. Turn to Him and ask Him again and again for help, and He will give it to you. Brothers and sisters, This is the anniversary of the dedication of St. Mary Major, and it was first raised at the order of Pope Liberius in the mid-4th century. The Liberian Basilica was rebuilt by Pope Sixtus III shortly after the Council of Ephesus affirmed Mary's title as Mother of God in 431. St. Mary Major is one of the four Roman basilicas known as patriarchal cathedrals in memory of the first centers of the Church. St. John Lateran represents Rome, the See of Peter, St. Paul outside the walls, the See of Alexandria. Allegedly, the See presided over by Mark. St. Peter's, the See of Constantinople, and St. Mary's, the See of Antioch, where Mary is supposed to have spent most of her later life. And one legend, unreported before the year 1000, gives another name to this feast, Our Lady of the Snows. Perhaps you saw it on your calendar. According to that story, a wealthy Roman couple pledged their fortune to the Mother of God. In affirmation, she produced a miraculous summer snowfall and told them to build a church on that site. The legend was long celebrated by releasing a shower of white rose petals from the basilica's dome every year on August 5th. Think about that. Just think about that. God can work miracles anytime he wants, anywhere he wants. He's listening for you. He's looking for fidelity. Even driving to work in the morning or driving home from work when you're exhausted. You could say a decade of the rosary. You could have a couple prayers there that you like and pray them. Make use of the time and ask Mary. Please ask her to help you. She's right there beside her son. And I know, go to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go to them all, but bring it to Mary as well, oftentimes, and ask her, please help me. Please help me to find some time to pray. Please help me to be faithful to it. And then what I'm going to say to you, I think, is rather important. About 2 months from now, write to me, would you? About 2 months from now, write to me and let me know what you're doing. Let me know how you're following the Lord. You don't have to give me a day-by-day schedule, but let me know what is working for you to give the Lord time to rest in his presence for whatever time you can every day. Ask him, because it's those who draw close to him, he draws close. Many times he's close to us and we don't know it. But as we draw closer and closer to him, we will know more clearly how present he is with us. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.